The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I fell in front of thousands of people, and I actually captured it on video, and I'm going to post it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Haven't you ever had something just super embarrassing happen? Let me paint this picture. Otto is back on the road DJing. DJ Automatic here, my husband. I'm not just saying this. He's one of the best DJs in the country. Seriously. And he's in Chicago. And he's in front of thousands of people. He travels all the time. He never takes video. I said, I'm going with you. I'm going to take video. I got you.
Ooh.
We get to the venue. It's beautiful. People are partying. Everybody's having a great time. The stage is set up wacky, though. So I go to take this video of him and all the people going crazy. And I slipped on this step that's just randomly in the center of the stage. So let me tell you something.
It was a riser that was in the middle of the stage.
No one knows what a riser is. It's like a step, okay? And then I go tumbling backward. But I'm like, man, this is such a good shot. I don't want to drop the camera. So I leaned to the left, fell on my left cheek, rolled, tucked, came back up, never dropped the camera, and never stopped recording the entire time.
I caught you about mid-fall where I looked at you and I was like, what is going on here? And I will say, good job on not dropping the phone.
Right,
I don't think you've ever even lost the shot. I haven't seen the video yet.
I didn't. No, I lost the shot. You can see the ceiling. There's just stuff everywhere. But the point of the matter is, I got a good angle. You know what I'm saying? And did I not make an incredible video for you?
That was good.
Yes. Thank you.
The only thing I was thinking, oh gosh, please don't let Dana be hurt.
No, I wasn't hurt. It was like the most slow motion fall of all time. That's what I was thinking.
I was like, what? I thought you were going to be like, oh, my wrist or something.
No, I rolled, tucked, jumped up.
Did you fall from the ground, like from the stage all the way to the floor?
No, that would have been like 8 feet
onto the cement.
Oh my God.
So this random step, Anthony was on
it's
the stage.
It's not a random step. It's called the riser.
It doesn't go there though. You should have been in the front.
They built that stage hours before you got there. You're the random person.
Exactly.
The step's not random.
But let me tell you something. I heard somebody in the crowd go, she needs some milk. I know.
Oh man. Nothing's worse than falling in front of people. That's so embarrassing. But nothing's better than seeing a random person fall.
Absolutely.
Oh. The worst fall of all time though. Okay, we're in Hollywood. We're at the Roosevelt. I don't know what kind of event it was. It's a fancy hotel.
Marilyn Monroe used to stay there all the time.
Fifth Harmony is there. I am walking down the stairs at the Roosevelt.
You're enamored by their beauty.
And I'm looking at them. I'm like, oh, it's Fifth Harmony. Look, there's Camila Cabello. There's Normani. And I'm walking. I have two drinks in my hand. And I don't realize there's another step at the bottom of the steps. And so I miss the step completely and land on my knees in front of Camila Cabello. And I will say, Normani looked at me. She goes, you didn't even spill a drink. Good job.
I know. It wasn't a step, Otto. It was a riser. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that was a step. Those were stairs that I fell down.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Sabrina Carpenter is going through it right now. She has a real stalker. Mm. I'd read about this, but when I saw it on the news, the nightly news, David Muir was talking about it on ABC, that's when I knew it was very serious.
Tonight, frightening images of an alleged stalker at the front door of pop superstar Sabrina Carpenter. The singer now granted a temporary restraining order against 31-year-old William Applegate. In court documents, Carpenter claims on May 23rd, he tried to forcefully enter her Los Angeles home. Carpenter's security team then removing him, and he was arrested after refusing to leave the property.
Stalkers are nothing new, but now we call them stans. So back in 2000, Eminem dropped this song right here.
Dear mister, I'm too good to call and write my fans. This will be the last package I ever send you. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect.
And that forever immortalized the name stalker as Stan. My daughter said it the other day, and I asked our daughter, Otto, I asked Ava Matic, what does Stan mean? Like, where did you get that from? She's like, it means stalker. I said, where did it come from? She said, I don't know.
That was before she was born.
Yeah, it was way before she was born. So this is scary. What I'm glad, though, is that authorities now take this very seriously. I remember reading about a woman who dug underneath Drake's home all the way.
She tunneled underneath his home.
El Chapo'd Drake's house, Anthony, and ended up inside the property somehow. Luckily, there's cameras everywhere, and he wasn't home, and they removed her.
Was this the same woman that tattooed Drake across her forehead?
No, that was another one. And Rihanna recently, too. Do you remember? Now, Rihanna has not addressed it because there were firearms involved. And Rihanna was scared. Remember, it parked across the street from her home. She was there with her children.
And they started firing.
Yeah, her husband, A$AP Rocky, was not home. So, you know, imagine Rihanna's there with her three kids and there's, you know, this happening. This is a scary thing. So I'm glad that police are stepping up.
And it's getting like more in, I hate the word, I just made up a word, intensified. Is that a word? Intensified? I don't think that's a word.
It's just
intense.
It's getting more intense because everybody has cell phones now, and a lot of times when like celebrities or somebody will post like their whereabouts, it's easier to get a hold of people or know where they're at.
Don't you think, Anthony, they're kind of do it for the clickbait? I mean, they want the clickbait, like, I'm going to follow this person, I'm going to take photos of this person. They become obsessed.
I don't know, because this obsession's gone for a long time. You look at the Beatles, John Lennon, and his name was Mark Chapman, and he actually followed him to his apartment. And
is that man still alive?
I don't know. I have no idea. I could look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
The Beatles are a band or what?
Oh, yeah, they're a band back way back in the 1900s, Anthony.
But also,
now with like a lot of the young homies are like streaming, a lot of famous streamers like to post their location. And the streaming culture has it where, like, they're live while other people are living their regular lives. And it's getting very confrontational. And it adds to this whole, like, romanticizing of stan culture that we have.
The romanticization of stan culture. Yes, exactly.
And Mark David Chapman is still alive. He's 71 years old.
Is he in prison?
Yes.
That's where he needs to say. He killed one of those band guys from the Beatles. That is not funny. That is not okay. I'm glad he's where he is. And I'm glad Sabrina Carpenter is safe as well.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is Kanye West back? Let's talk about his latest concert and the amount of people that attended. And then you can tell me yes or no. After celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Anderson Cooper and former First Lady Jill Biden celebrating her birthday.
Kanye West just broke the record for the largest ticketed stadium performance in history by drawing a massive 118,000 fans to Olympic Stadium in Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
Travis Scott did pull up, make a quick appearance, and Kanye West was on his best behavior, performed all of his massive hits. He did do his new project as well, which has not been very well received. I mean, let's just be real. He's a little upset.
There's a couple good songs on there. I like them.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right. But I think that he is, in this moment in his life, trying to fix what he broke.
Yeah.
His reputation. He hurt a lot of people. He said a lot of stupid things. But I've said this before, and I'm going to continue to preach it. The man has a serious mental illness issue, and he's sick in his head. I know it's hard to understand, but just like if somebody's coughing, you don't get upset with them as long as they cover their mouth and they take their medicine. Kanye West is trying to fix himself. He's on his medication, and for now, he's doing all right. I'm happy for him.
I'm happy to see him, you know, bounce back from... I don't know that he was ever gone, though, because his albums have been doing well. He was canceled, I guess, for a little bit.
He was the most streamed hip-hop artist of 2025. Nobody canceled him, but you have to admit, everyone was angry from one culture to another, from man, woman, because he offended so many people. He talked about Jay-Z and Beyonce's children.
Do you think he's the most polarizing person on the planet that's not in politics?
Yeah, right? Yeah, because everything he says, like, you know, makes noise through, you know, like Dana said, like multicultural people, you know, as for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, with everything being said about his history and his past, when it comes to putting on a live performance and a live experience, there really is not many people better than Kanye West.
I've been to a lot of his shows and I've never been disappointed.
When Anthony was just saying it, I was thinking about the time, Otto, that we saw him in LA with Drake, and Drake had put the set together and everything. I got chills because that was
hit after hit.
And the crowd was insane. There are nuances to this. You can say I'm mad at Kanye, but I still love flashing lights.
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere near getting out of this because they just canceled his show in Italy. They're not going to let
him perform. It's going to take time, Otto. It's going to take time. You know, we're far from this Kanye.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That was a lot, right? But what he's gone on and done since then.
Yeah, and that's why he's always been polarizing. And continuing to cancel his concerts is only going to make him that much more of a bigger deal.
Every time they cancel him, he gets bigger and bigger. Kids that are, you know, 12 to 20 years old love Kanye West.
I think that's the thing. The gatekeepers, you're saying they, people in politics, the people on in a media, you know, the you want the clicks and whatever, they cancel him. But I can say wholeheartedly, I don't like what Kanye West has said or done, and I still like his music because he hasn't physically harmed anybody. And as someone who comes from a family with mental illness, serious mental illness, I understand. As long as he's working toward getting better, I'll always support that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're giving away free Dana Cortez Show merch. We're playing Who's Lying?
Yeah.
Lying. I always lying. Okay. And we do have caller number 9 right now. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Lori.
Lori. Lori's like, I'm laughing because I know I'm, yeah, you're caller 9. You get to play Lori. I'm so excited for you. Now, look, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Lori. My name is Dana Cortez, and I didn't know what I was going to do when I was little. That sounds crazy, but I was a mother when I was 15, and I didn't know what I was going to be. I just knew I needed to make money. I worked graveyards at a convenience store. I did a little shoe shining, and I thought these jobs aren't paying enough. So I went out and got my CDL driver's license. So when you watch me back it up, my car, I am a professional because I have a commercial driver's license.
DJ Automatic here. I actually cheated on my driver's test. Obviously not the driving part. It was the written part. So my friend had come with me to the driver's test, and he saw that I was putting in the wrong answers, and he gave me some friendly advice on which answers I should choose. And that's why I ended up passing with a 98.
Wow.
Oh, wow. All right. DJ, shout out to your parking job as well, too. Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I actually got my driver's license at age 15, and I had a summer job where leaving my job, I popped a curb and blew out my tire. But luckily, there's a kind man who showed me how to change my tire at the age of 15, and it's a skill I still have to this day. So wow. Shout out to that kind old man.
Wow, Anthony. Okay. Lori, somebody in this studio is telling a big fat lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you get to choose between a hoodie or a t-shirt. Who's lying?
I think it's Dana.
You're yes! Right, right. Yes!
Dana
right.
Has no business with CDL.
You are absolutely right.
I feel like that was so easy on that one.
Well, whatever. Auto, whatever.
You can't even get out of a parking lot. How are you going to have a CDL?
Anything.
No, yes, Lori.
I've never won anything. This is great.
Lori, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. And you know what? More importantly, thank you for making us a part of your day. I love you for that. I'm so glad you won.
Love this show.
Oh, my gosh. Don't hang up. Producer Jack has to get all your details, okay? Hold on. Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy Lori won. You can win free merch, too. Who's lying? We do it same time, same place next week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Scary Movie hits theaters on Friday, and they've got their little drop, and Otto's got deets in food news. He and Anthony are super excited. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the Cole studio. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
First hashtag, man, these Tesla Cybertrucks dropped 40% in value after purchasing, and Tesla is sitting on $800 million worth of inventory.
I don't think those are very good cars from what I've read.
Well, the value drop, you know, in the first year is because nobody wants them anymore. They're facing kind of a bad publicity thing with Elon Musk's politics. And in general, because of gas prices, even though it's electric, people are steering away from large vehicles. It's psychological. Even trucks, they're looking more to purchase cars. I didn't realize that. I just found that out. I read about it. So
I don't know if that played a factor into it. I think that just a lot of the parts on them are plastic, and people found out, and it's not well built. So why would you buy something that's not well built?
Initially, they were $150,000. Now they're going for $69,000, and you're not getting that even in a trade-in. Like, it's not even happening. So hold on to it. Hold on to it. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Devil Wears Prada 2 brought us Birkin bag popcorn.
Which I still haven't gotten, but whatever.
Scary Movie is bringing us bong popcorn.
What?
Oh.
So to hold your popcorn, you're actually going to get a real plastic bong that says Scary Movie on it. And even has a little butter dispenser for you to put your little buds at.
So later, you can eat your popcorn in it.
Exactly. That's exactly what you can do. Shout out to the Wayans brothers for knowing their target demographic.
Yeah. See if they remember to show up to the theater.
I'm super excited about the movie, though. They brought all the Wayans from the original Scary Movies 1 and 2 together, so this is going to be really good.
And the Wayans have always been so good to us.
And they're so funny, yes. Otto. Yeah, but where's White Chicks 2? That's all I want.
That's
White
next,
Chicks
Dana.
2. Okay, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We will kick it off with National Egg Day, everybody.
It's underrated. They're spendy, but you can still make a lot of meals out of one dozen.
It's one of my favorite meals.
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to consume an egg? DJ Automatic.
I would say in an egg burrito.
Oh.
Otto does an over easy egg so that it like the yolk just explodes everywhere.
On top of my scrambled eggs with potatoes. Mmm.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I like your style, Automatic. Well, Dana Cortez, this one's for you right here. It is National Chicken Salad Day.
I make a mean chicken salad.
Made one last night.
Man, I'm not kidding. I will tear a rotisserie chicken up as some mayo, and there's a secret ingredient. Okay, that makes it very special.
What's the secret ingredient?
I can't tell you. I can tell my friends, though. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a DM. I'm going to send you the secret ingredient.
Is it grape? Do you put grapes in there?
Bleh. No. Oh,
you're anti-grape and chicken salad?
I don't want no grape
or
apples.
Who puts grapes in chicken salad?
Your people. You just don't know
I
any.
Thought we put raisins.
Maybe that's my people. I don't know. Okay. And we'll wrap it up on National Repeat Day.
What are we wrapping it up on?
National Repeat Day.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I fell in front of over, I don't know how many thousands of people. Automatic, my husband here, he's a DJ, and he's traveled the world, and nobody knows it because he never takes video of himself. So I said to him, you're going to go to Chicago and DJ, I'm coming with you, and I'm going to take video. And that I did. Unfortunately, there was this random step up on the stage.
It's called a riser, Dana. It's not a step.
As I am taking this good video, I mean, he's killing the crowd. I just fell because of this step. Listen to what's going on. Like, he's hyping it up. Listen to the crowd. It's like pandemonium in there. And then, at this moment, right there. And then
we need some milk.
Right in the crowd. It was like so embarrassing. I died.
You're going to post the video, right?
Yes, I am. Because I never dropped the phone. I killed that shot. Otto, it was a great crowd shot.
I turned around just in time to see Dana rolling on her back.
I know, it was on my left cheek. I roll, tuck, and jumped up like with cat-like quickness because I was ashamed.
I wish I would have got a video of that and you wouldn't have said cat-like quickness.
I do remember thinking, why am I falling so slowly?
You kind of fell in slow motion.
It was like so weird.
Right? Dude, anytime you're falling after 30, it's a moment. It's a whole experience. Because like it's the slowest but fastest thing in your life.
And it was cold and my left wrist said, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing?
I'm going to tell you, jumping off stage after 30 is a whole different thing.
Oh, no way.
Haven't you ever embarrassed yourself like that in front of people, though, and
of
thought
course.
You're just mortified?
Thank you for sharing that story with us. but the one that comes to my mind is when it's not actually a physical fall, but when I went to my mom's holiday office party. She works for an x-ray company that provides x-ray equipment to all the doctors around the state.
Yeah.
So she had her big holiday party, and I had just turned 21, and I was big on margaritas at the time. And so I go back up, right, to order a margarita, and for some reason, I don't know what the bartender heard, but he gave me a dry gin martini.
Oh, no!
Way opposite than a margarita, right? And so I go to sip the martini, and instantly, once the gin hits my mouth, I spit it out. I drop the martini glass, and it just runs down the whole bar and soaks this doctor's like jacket sleeve.
What did your mother say?
So they cut me off, right? I didn't.
You got cut off at your mom's business function?
My mom
just goes, he's not drunk. He just doesn't know what a martini tastes like. And his tummy is sensitive.
You know what? Olives are disgusting. Disgusting. No, I'm on your side, Anthony. I'm on your side.
Thank you.
That's just like my mom. One time I was working for her. I was in San Francisco, and she had taken me. I'd never eaten sushi before, and so she took me out with all her coworkers.
Country bumpkin, just like your wife here.
I never had sushi before. She took me out with all her her coworkers, and there was the wasabi on the plate, and I thought it was avocado.
Which wasabi, if you've never seen it, it's a little green. It does look like a little ball of guacamole. It does.
It's like a spice, right?
Yeah.
Pop that whole sucker in my mouth.
Oh, no. Why?
I thought my head was going to explode. I was rolling around on the ground, and my mom thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That's what you
did. And she said, your dad did the same thing.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.